This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phone. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead cat-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press, working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Banning people. They're dictating the opinions that everyone on the platform is allowed to have. Merely a...
I'm a conservative Jew, so I guess that makes me such a dangerous person.
Spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked.
It's going to do something terrible, like help Trump get reelected. That's really what all this is about.
Said that they deem our content and our brand unsafe.
Is the right to be, do, and say whatever you want. It's about freedom of expression.
I'm a journalist, and the left not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype.
They can say whatever they think, and I respect their constitutional right to do it, and I hope they respect my constitution.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the food. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know We are strong. And they know in the end they signed on the God of this world, who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced. InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
By officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly, all the way into the peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil, which further benefited the industry's oil pricing schemes. The wells never did go dry, and the ones once emptied filled back up. So the science we have today favors the abiotic theory over the fossil fuel theory, which is that oil is a natural, renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans, underwater methane lakes deep beneath the surface, with their own unique, thriving ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. And because nobody seems to know what science is anymore, and most people just do as they're told, the world is about to end for millions of people, and probably more, because our civilization is built upon fossil fuels, and the powers that be are turning them off. Winter is coming, and Germany is set to be very cold. Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Out of 17 plants, they have already shut down 11, and are still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it, because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%. So they are temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem, because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia's. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy that they no longer produce. And so running out of fuel will quickly collapse the German economy, which will cause a tsunami of economic destruction throughout the EU and the world. And the German government is letting it happen. they could leave some nuclear plants online, but they still plan on shutting it all down by the end of this year to stay green. Some anti-carbon environmentalists are saying that nuclear power is the greenest option. And maybe that's true, but none of their schemes add up. So far, the green agenda has only successfully accomplished making people feel good about themselves while they destroy their own society. The EU and Britain are actually reverting back to burning wood as fuel and claim that it is carbon neutral, which is a lie. Societies have steadily evolved towards a cleaner, more efficient energy, starting from wood, the least clean and efficient, and moving to coal, followed by oil and gas. And now, nearly 40% of Europe's renewable energy is wood, which mostly comes from clear-cutting forests in the United States. This new Green Deal is a complete lie. It's just another part of the creepy elite's Great Reset. These elite bloodlines want a new cashless society, but one more like the Middle Ages, which for these spoiled inbreds is the good old days. And if they succeed, it looks like Germany will get there first. And in the midst of all this chaos, the German government is focused on allowing children age 14 and older to change their gender and first names without parental permission once a year for as often as they want. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
For the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
And I'm predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this
country. Nice!
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced.
They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me. And they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference on how to buy a sailboat.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Garoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured. The sirens sweetly singing, but the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lady.
All right, we ran some promos earlier because for some reason Robert Barnes was here sitting around for like an hour waiting on air, and he didn't think he was supposed to be on air, so he left. But he's coming back. We're going to host. We're not going to be stopped. That's how this works. Not going to happen. There's so little human communication now, though, like person to person. And that's how the globalists are beating us is... people don't communicate with each other. It's a shopping mall or the store or church or anywhere, and that's why we're becoming mentally retarded. That's really the fount of all of this. The epicenter, the progenitor, the patient zero of it. And if you want to be unconscious and die, go ahead. That's why people are getting Alzheimer's when they're 20 years old now, because they're not making the human connections. And to watch humanity dying is so sad. I mean, I'm dying too. But it's like Helter Skelter coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. I mean the globalists who are trying to bring down humanity. So I had a lot to cover. Prepared for hours for this, but, you know, we've been sitting around for 20 minutes, sitting there like gorillas knocking our head up against the wall. It won't matter soon. The food's getting cut off. The energy's getting cut off. And I think it's actually a good thing. We've already killed so many kids in the womb. Let's just start starving everybody to death right out of the oven. That is where we are. And all the wimps that have lived off the system, all the frauds that have hidden behind their BS, it's all over now, isn't it? Because you're unconscious, you will die. Because you're living in a dream, you will be destroyed. We don't live in a dream here. I don't live in a fantasy land. I live in the real world. That's painful to watch. But nevertheless, everybody's got their own idea how things work. So you go ahead and do it your way and see what happens. I have a few video clips I want to play here. And one of them is Dick Cheney, the war criminal, the torture master, the architect of 9/11, the globalist criminal, the guy that sold America out for the Council on Foreign Relations and made jokes about it on national TV, how he was an enemy of America, has the nerve to get up and say people running against his daughter in her congressional race are the enemies. And that Trump is the enemy. Trump's got his set of problems. But he sure as hell isn't evil on purpose. And he's not trying to screw over the American people like Dick Cheney. And that's why when I saw this early this morning, I woke up at 5 a.m., there was already millions of views of the video and hundreds of thousands of comments. And I spent 5 minutes when I got up making my coffee. I only read the few first 100 comments or so. Saying, we hate you, you're a warmonger, you're a criminal, you're a liar, you're a globalist, and all these clips of Cheney saying horrible globalist things. And I had a real sense of satisfaction and success in that of the five clips I watched of Cheney being dismantled, three of them were from my films, like Endgame.
I know the music because we had it originally scored by a musician. And I'm just—it's just so fun to be 15 years later, see a film I made, and there's a little clip online to counter Cheney, and it's our work. That's real satisfaction because you're not getting the credit for it. You just know you did it. Those wait, staying up till midnight, 2 a.m., getting it done with Graham Reynolds, who made this music. It's just wonderful. So here's Cheney's minute-long disgusting ad, and here's the real takeaway. He's universally reviled by conservatives and liberals. He's known as a fraud, as a Halliburton, Enron scammer, warmongering war criminal. Hated across the left and right, and he thinks he's coming to the rescue of his daughter that in 2 weeks or 12 days is gone. They actually still think they have power. They actually still think they're in charge. They actually still think what they say and do has an effect, and that's what's disgusting about it. But it's also what's funny about it. The establishment's done. The only question is, can they take us down with us? So here's Cheney.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
Back at the Council on Foreign Relations, as Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Imagine how dumb he thinks you are. He goes on C-SPAN when he was vice president and says, they don't know in Wyoming I'm with the CFR, which is goals to end American sovereignty and erase the borders and all the rest of it. And he's got to brag to his white shoeboy jackoffs, just like Biden did 6 years ago before they left office. He gets up on C-SPAN with the head of the CFR, Richard Haass. He goes, yeah, we told that prosecutor you'd investigate me and my son. We'll have you fired if you want that $1 billion. Fire him, son of a bitch. An hour later, they fired him. It's the sick part is these weird Ivy League old white men. And that's who they are. I'm not against white people, but you want to talk about white people, it's these people. And they want to sit up there and lecture us and do all this while they fund all the Black Lives Matter so we all kill each other. I am so sick of old white men. Not the average old white man, they're great people. But this little clique that thinks they're better than everybody. You know who's screwing everybody over? Old white men. They turn around and say your 7-year-old son hadn't had his balls chopped off, so he's the reason the world ain't good. No, Dick Cheney, it's because you ain't had your robotic heart torn out. Lovingly, figuratively, nonviolently, politically. I wish no harm against Cheney. I want to turn him into a martyr. I want to turn him into the demon he is, and I want to politically and culturally assassinate his credibility. Not physically, but I want to destroy that old, evil white man. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get the great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells with turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ride the shotgun with me. If he'll do it, I'll co-host the War Room with him and Owen coming up here in about 45 minutes or now 30 minutes. Barnes, you're a great constitutional lawyer, worked for President Trump, did a lot of great work. You're suing Pfizer, successful with the big whistleblower. You have the number one case, you brought all the documents. It's literally exposing them right now. But watching this trial, I don't talk about myself all day, but watching this, have you ever seen anything like it?
I mean, it's a complete railroading in the sense that they rigged, they designed this case and scripted it for just a different ending than the ending they got. They did everything possible to orchestrate a particular ending. The ending was supposed to be the death of Alex Jones, the end of Alex Jones, a verdict that's $100 million, $150 million, and then another $100 million.
This morning when they came in, they looked like they were pop balloons.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Bankston the other day was trying to spin, well, we'll get a massive punitive damages
award. Look at AP, $270 million.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have $5 million in assets.
Well, that
I was ready to sworn statement, show all my bank accounts and my house and everything.
Well, and the assessment makes no sense because he's saying that InfoWars is worth something that if you retired tomorrow is actually in the hole. That's why InfoWars and free.
It's like Michael Jordan. The Bulls are great while he's there. If he leaves, I'm not trying to compare myself to that, but that's the analogy.
Absolutely it is. I mean, I've never seen a media valuation of a company that is based on continued, you know, if you work for the next 50 years, maybe that much money could possibly come in over 50
years. Let's say Schwarzenegger signed to a certain studio for five more films. If he ends that contract, that value's not there back when he was a top guy.
Exactly. So this economic valuation does not have any economic merit whatsoever. It's something that nobody credibly would put out there at all.
But he did worse than that. He got up before I left this morning and said, Jones made $61 million last year. We didn't gross that. It was just a made-up number.
Exactly.
And where do they get that?
Well, the other thing is, it's kind of extraordinary. For all the claims that you didn't turn over discovery, how is it they have all of this detailed information that they can come up with these crazy projections? The reality is, of course, everything was turned over. But what is turned over, they're misestimating and miscalculating and misallocating.
Well, I'll tell you what $61 million was. It was 4 years of supplement purchases.
Right.
Which we gave them.
Right. Exactly.
They go, what is this PQBR money paid? It's the damn product.
Right. Oh, exactly.
And down to the receipts.
And anybody who knows how the model works, they don't have an expert that's in this particular market space, either the media space or in the supplement space.
Well, he's like that economist in Back to School.
Yes, exactly. Widgets. Where are we going to make those widgets? And Rodney Dangerfield explains how the real economy works. And then when he shot down, Rodney Dangerfield says, well, if you're going to build this factory, you should build it in Disneyland because that's where fantasies come true. And that's the nature of the entire testimony that's been presented. It's also why they had to not allow you to present any evidence. Because an honest evaluation would say that there isn't this crazy estimation, this crazy value out there that they're putting out there. They knew that. Otherwise, they wouldn't demand no defense. No.
But here's a little secret. They don't want me to say it till everything's closed out. But under Texas law, their $4 million judgment is half. And if they do a huge billion-dollar punitive, it's capped at $1 point something million.
Yeah, it's $750,000. Bankston was out there the other day. The plaintiff's lawyer was out there spinning to the media how there was going to be a $50 million, $100 million kind of judgment coming in punitive damages. Completely got wrong. The media was recycling this as if it was the truth about Texas law.
The AP says I'm worth $270 million. This company has major liabilities. I'm in the hole.
Exactly. That's why the
company. I'm telling my wife, I got to mow the yard. I'm telling her, we got to fire the lawn staff. We can't pay $100 a week.
Well, exactly. Well, that's why Free Speech Systems is in bankruptcy. All of that's fully disclosed under penalty of perjury, et cetera. And so the reason that they had to spin it this way is because they didn't get the big verdict.
My wife's like, can we repaint the bedroom? And I said, no.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so rich.
Yeah, precisely. Just rolling in money. If you're rolling in that kind of money, you wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. That's the reality. So their goal was to get a huge verdict that they could use to be the death of Alex Jones. They didn't get that in the regular damages stage. They legally cannot get it in the punitive damages stage, no matter what the jury says.
That's under Texas law. So what are they doing? I was watching some of this during breaks today. They were bringing me the clips. I made $61 million last year. The little secret is I didn't take a paycheck. Even the bankruptcy court is highly impressed.
And
I haven't taken a paycheck in a year and a half.
Well, and I noticed
instead I injected my house sale into this.
I saw some of the media coverage, and notably the media coverage did not dispute what you just said. So that proves that is in fact the case. They don't have any evidence to the
How long are they saying?
The evidence, what they talk about is what was made in the past, gross revenues, estimations, nothing about actual net profit, actual made income in a particular year in this year. And it's not even clear how much of this is relevant. But
here's my problem. I could get major national food guys that are on Hannity and on Beck, and I'm not attacking them. Maybe they're smarter than me. Their food makes 60-70%. Ours makes 30% because it is the best, lowest price. I have this weird neurotic thing to give our listeners the best deal.
Right.
So I would probably actually be rich like them if I did that.
Right. Well, if they simply did a market analysis of the business, they would have come up with a very different evaluation. And they came up with a valuation that...
Well, exactly. Brad in Dunstreet has a real accurate report. Because I saw it sent to me a month ago. My lawyer says, this accurate. I said, yeah, how do they know? I have a $5 million asset total. You don't count my debt. Count debt, I'm $30 million in the hole. I'm like, how do they know? They go, they got AI, man. Right. That's how Bloomberg got so rich, too. Like, I don't know how they know. I don't know how Brad Dunfreak knows what I've got. They know.
They make estimates based on available public information, so they can sort of put it together. And sometimes
well, that's smart, though. Those people, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes their estimates are really good. Sometimes their estimates are off. It all depends on the circumstances.
Well, they're dead on with me.
Yeah, and their source data. But, yeah, so this all of this is a show. This was a show trial from the beginning, but this punitive damages stage is purely a show. It's amazing. If I was the plaintiffs, I would not want there to be more appellate reversible error. Yet that's what they did by not allowing you to present a defense on the punitive damages stage.
Well, exactly. They would not let us bring witnesses. I was all ready, but lawyers, they checked everything. We had it down to the number. I was going to read, I have this bank account. I have this, a few things.
Yeah.
They didn't want that.
No, of course not, because they know that the truth is against their story. That's why they had to try to script this whole case. They didn't get the ending they wanted because there's lack of credibility. And in fact, the only thing that's going to be memorable out of this entire case is the meme that's going global around the world about you're answering the question that they shouldn't have asked.
Last time I checked without tracking it, 10 million views on Twitter.
Yeah, and that's just one of them. I mean, there's like dozens.
I added a few together. One's like 4 million, one's 2 million, one's,
Oh, it's just more and more and more. It's all over the place. It is going to be the most memorable moment from this trial, and that's what wasn't supposed to happen. Well, this supposed to be the headlines today.
That's another thing. She keeps killing the YouTube feed.
Yes, he kills it the day after. She doesn't want this information out there.
She's doing last few days during it.
Oh, really?
When we speak, she kills it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, sadly. This was supposed to be a particular scripted ending. They could rig the rules. They could rig the case. They could violate the rules of evidence. They could violate the constitutional protocols. And they still couldn't get the scripted ending that they wanted. And the reason they couldn't get the scripted ending that they wanted is because even a liberal Democratic Austin jury picked by the plaintiff's lawyers rejected the court.
Being told 20-plus times in my presence, I'm sure it was more, but I counted 20, plus, that I am guilty.
Absolutely. And you're not allowed to present evidence on your side. Clips played completely out of context.
Why do you think, this morning I was there, the judge and the other plaintiff's lawyers were not laughing, they were not staring at me, they were not giggling. They looked defeated this morning.
I think that some of those folks connected to the plaintiffs had put out the idea that this was going to be the death and end of Alex Jones. This verdict was going to come back in at $100 million. Then there was going to be another big punitive damages numbers. And that consequently, that'd be it. The next day, the sheriffs would show up here at InfoWars, shut it all down, seize everything, and you name it. And that didn't happen. That hasn't happened, and that won't happen, because even a liberal Democratic jury in Austin could see through the claims being made by the plaintiff's lawyers.
It's now coming out that the jury was like, why doesn't he let him talk?
Yeah. I mean, and two jurors wouldn't even join in the verdict. And for the punitive damages, they need unanimous jurors to even get any punitive.
So what's your prediction this afternoon, or maybe it'll be longer, on punitive?
I don't think that there's
going to be. I don't mean to kiss your ass, but you said before it happened yesterday, you said on air, you said, I think it's below 5 million. I think there's a very good chance that they can't even get punitive.
Yeah, well, that's a seven-figure verdict, and I don't think the punitive damages is going to come in anywhere near what they're talking about. Again, it's purely show at theater. It's symbolic at this point because the cap is 1.5 between both claims.
But why do they want it then, just for the show trial?
They just want a headline, a fake news headline. That's it, just a fake news headline to make it look like that Alex Jones is hated and despised.
Wow, stay there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with Clintons?
Is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
All right, Barnes, so that's the big takeaway from this trial, and thanks to our great listeners, we're still on air fighting back against this tyranny. So much unfolding. Again, I think it's criminal to have a judge say this is televised, and then she cuts the YouTube off when we speak, or lawyers speak she doesn't like, but only puts it on when they're having their people speak. I mean, I think that's wrong.
I mean, all of it was scripted. I mean, it was literally three movie cameras in there. The only thing that went AWOL for them is they didn't get the ending that they wanted, and they didn't get the ending they wanted because even a liberal Democratic jury in Austin that was selected by these plaintiffs' lawyers rejected the core aspects of their theory and thesis. They got to see you live, and you were not the caricature that they tried to make you out to be. And even though they played altered clips and altered edited videos, sometimes only 5-7 seconds long. In fact, I think one was like 2 seconds long.
The one about you was 5 seconds.
Yeah, 5 seconds. Well, what with me? I personally, if I was the plaintiff's lawyer, I would not have put me in the trial. I would not have put a lot of things into the trial. I would not have put the allegations and concerns about the judge into the trial. I would not have put the allegations and concerns about how the whole court proceeding was going on. It was clear by some of the juror questions that there were jurors who were bothered by how the trial was being conducted, by how the way the trial was being done, because ordinary Americans, even liberal Democrats, still understand some of the core principles that make America America, and part of that's supposed to be respect for the rule of law. Part of that's supposed to be everybody gets their day in court. Part of that's supposed to be trial by jury on all facts relevant to the case. They tried and, in fact, did deny all of that, and because of it, they didn't get the verdict.
So, as you said a month ago, the Democrat Party weaponized judiciary was on trial here.
No question. The legal system was on trial, and the verdict is in, and the verdict is in by implication from the jury itself, which is that the Travis County justice system failed the rules of American freedom, American law, and American democracy. It denied basic core rights, and everybody could see it. You're seeing people across the political spectrum, across the legal spectrum, comment on this case and describe it as being outrageous how the case was proceeded and how it was dealt with in general. Indeed, the fact that you had a case that was supposed to be all about Sandy Hook became all about Travis County justice system being completely off the rails.
And for folks that don't know the history, Travis County is as bad as D.C.
No doubt. I mean, Travis County targeted Tom DeLay, targeted Rick Perry, has targeted political opponents and adversaries in the past. But even they got more of a trial than Alex Jones and InfoWars got in Travis County. Complete denial of all evidence that was favorable.
And talking about balls, Rick Perry vetoed a bill in the Constitution.
Oh, exactly.
And they indicted him for vetoing a bill.
And neither one of us were big fans of Tom DeLay, but the allegations were trumped up bogus allegations.
Yeah, he was not laundering money.
No, that was always fictional and fabricated.
Found guilty, though, but overturned an appeal.
Exactly. And I think that's what they needed, a verdict that was so big that it couldn't be bondable in Texas. They didn't get that. Why? Because they don't want the Texas Supreme Court to look at this case. Because if the Texas Supreme Court does look at this case, it has to be thrown out on pretty much.
But they've got two more bites of the apple, Connecticut coming up and another Texas case. I think they can't help themselves. I think they try to do it again.
I have no doubt that they will try to replay and repeat this script, but they didn't get the ending they needed the first time. There's no reason to believe they'll get it the second time. I mean, how much more can be done?
By the way, you did focus groups, so did we. You predicted this.
Yeah. I mean, the ordinary jury, if you had had, Mike Cernovich said it himself yesterday, this case and this verdict shows that if Alex Jones got an actual fair jury, they would have come back with no damages being caused by Alex Jones.
They were told by a judge there are damages.
Yeah, exactly. They were required to find damages because guilt was presumed. I think, as one news reporter put it, it's Alex Jones' case is guilty until proven bankrupt. That's been it. But that's the problem, is that it was so over the top that even a sympathetic, favorable jury pool, handpicked by the plaintiff's lawyers in substantial part, still couldn't get them the scripted ending that they needed and that they wanted.
I'll tell you, I don't care about these evil lawyers. And I'm trying to beat them. That's like, you know, stomping on dog crap in your yard. I wish they would just wake up and be good people. But they look completely deflated this morning.
Yeah, and you can see it in the same in the press statements last night. So that's why they were saying, well, don't worry, we'll... I think they were predicting that a lot of people connected to this case, this will be the death of Alex Jones. It's going to be a $100 million verdict. He won't be able to bond it. We're going to be seizing InfoWars tomorrow. That was the pitch and narrative. And instead, the jury came out with a curveball that threw out their entire script ending. And consequently, they're trying to figure out a sequel, and there isn't a sequel to be scripted here, other than the same abuse of the judicial process we just witnessed.
Just like January 6th. Let's play a couple of these insane clips. This is one of their lawyers. He says, we started this trial asking you for $150 million, and we stand by that request. Let's play that clip.
We started this trial asking you for $150 million. And we stand by that request.
As if it exists.
We ask that you give another $145,900,000. That plus your verdict is $150 million.
So they want to just put on billboards $150 million verdict.
That's exactly right, because they know legally they're not entitled to more than $1.5 million under Texas law. So it doesn't matter what – if the jury comes back with more than that, then it doesn't matter how much more than that, it's capped. And the – so this is pure theater now. This is purely staged, scripted, what, you know, the – what they wanted to criticize us for saying, which was that this was a scripted
– She's turning on and off the feed. When we speak, she turns it off. She turns – she admits it.
Well, I mean,
she turns the YouTube off when we speak.
And she deletes it when it finishes at the end of the day. She says nobody can share it unless she approves it and authorizes it.
It's desperate.
Completely.
If she wants to be a director, she should spend a few years actually making movies. Here is the same lawyer that the worst part is I said lock her up. So at the end of the day, it's like we're here because he criticized Hillary. Here it is.
Alex Jones' representative saying, I know he was reckless. Alex knows he was reckless. And then immediately going, but Megyn Kelly said it. But the truthers said it. But there were other websites. But Hillary Clinton. Hell, at one point I thought he was going to start yelling or chanting, lock her up.
Well, we should have locked her up. I mean,
they're like literally trying to sniff Hillary Clinton's butt, yep. When she's a politically dead item.
Completely. I mean, and they don't realize that this is a small and bubbled universe, the press and the politicians and some of the lawyers involved.
Why do they worship Hillary?
I mean, I think it's part of their overarching mindset. I mean, you look also at the sort of subgenre of people that obsess over this case and obsess over hating Alex Jones. It is one big, it's like the Rainbow Coalition of freaks.
It should be investigated.
Yeah, and there are people that, you know, it should.
Texas Rangers?
It's like an automatic red flag. If you're obsessed with this case and you hate Alex Jones and you got a weird Twitter handle, chances are you're doing something crazy.
And we won't say what the law firm's Twitter handles are, but it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, some of the lawyers connected to this have some very unusual and interesting posts, let's put it that way. But what happened was they needed a certain ending, and they still need that ending for their theater, for their script, even though it has no legally binding effect. That shows what complete theater
is. So we're here on Friday night. You think the jury comes in with a punitive tonight?
It'll be interesting how hard that the two jurors that didn't even like giving any money, whether they hold out. And if they continue to hold out, it's either going to be a very low punitive damages verdict.
That's right. You got to have unanimous for that.
Yeah, you got to have unanimous for punitive damages in Texas. And so I think to get that, they're either going to come back next week or it's going to be a lot less than what the plaintiffs
have. All right, Robert Barnes, thanks for the last 2 weeks of coverage. Hope you stay longer. Hope you move to Austin while you're thinking about doing it. Hope people find your amazing show.
Sure. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. And if you want to look up the template on issues related to the vaccine, just type in template in the search bar. You can use it however you want.
All right. In closing, we don't have Soros money. I don't have $60 million. I don't have $5 million. I don't have $2 million. Our company's down to less than a million. I've got less than a million. And I'm ready to put it into the company, but it wouldn't run stuff for a month. We need support now. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Diet Force. X2. Ultra 12. Vitamineral Fusion. Back in stock. The new book with signed copies. The Great Reset and the War for the World. Super Blue Toothpaste. 50% off in the combo deal. It's all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And, Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. for the Alex Jones Sunday edition, and probably some special stuff tomorrow as well. Robert Barnes, thank you so much, brother.
Absolutely.
Thanks to all the supporters. Thanks to the crew. The War Room's coming up. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did
what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.